Hi, we're back. You're listening to Car Talk with us, Click and Clack, the Tappert Brothers, and we're here to talk about cars, car repair, and are the answer to last week's puzzler. And this was an automotive puzzler sent in by a fellow named Morris Maduro, and he wrote the following. My friend Bob used to drive a VW Beetle, you know, an old one from the 60s. One day, when he came into work a few minutes late, I asked him what was going on, and he said that his battery died. I asked, so you got a lift in, huh? He said, no, I didn't. Well, did you get a jump start from a friend? Nope. Did you get a new battery? Nope. The dead one is still in there, and it's under the seat, you know, under the back seat. Did you at least lift the seat? He said, no, that's the same question my girlfriend always asks me. No, I didn't lift the seat. Did you push start it? I asked. No, he said. You know I parked the car in a garage at the bottom of a hill.
Yeah.
Gee, Bob, it sounds like you willed it to start. Did you even pop the rear hood? No, but I did open the front hood. Are you trying to trick me? I know the engine's in the back on a Beetle. No, I'm not trying to trick you. I started the car by myself, and I didn't even touch the engine or the battery, but I did open the front hood, and I used something I found under that hood to start the car. The question is, what did he find, and how did he use it?
Yeah.
When he opened that, he found a pair of coveralls and, and a spare tire, and he also found the jack.
Yeah.
So he did the following. Got into the car, turned the ignition key to the on position.
Mm-hmm.
Did no good to turn it to crank because the battery was what? Dead.
Yeah.
He pumped the gas a couple of times like you would do on one of those old cars to set the choke, mm-hmm. prime the carburetor.
Yeah.
He then jacked up one of the rear wheels, which are the wheels that receive power from this engine.
Mm-hmm.
He put the transmission in gear, probably, I'm guessing, third gear.
I would have used third.
Yeah. If you put it in fourth, the engine would turn too slowly. If you put it in first, it would be too hard to turn the engine. And what he simply
did... Second or third.
...was he began to turn that tire that was elevated off the ground by hand. And with the transmission
in gear...
You got
it? So he's jacked up the back of the car, one side. So one wheel's on the ground and one wheel's off the ground.
And as he begins to turn this thing, almost like you would turn a steering wheel, but really fast. And, you know, he turned it forward because it was in a forward gear. And as he did that, the engine began to turn. And once it began to turn, the engine actually started up and ran, and that wheel began to turn. Now, the reason the other wheel didn't turn is because vehicles that have differentials, like all vehicles do, will only send power to the wheel with the least resistance or least traction.
Yeah.
So in this case, when one wheel is off the ground, that wheel will turn freely and the other one will just sit there.
Luckily, otherwise that would have been dangerous.
Yeah, I mean, some modern vehicles with limited slip differentials and all-wheel drive and all that you can't do this with, but in 1965 you could do it with a Volkswagen.
Yeah.
And that's in fact what he did. And then, of course, he would get into the thing, take it out of gear, lower the jack down, and if he was lucky, he would drive to work without stalling it. Pretty good, eh?
That is superb.
So who's our winner?
We had no winner. Nobody got it right. The winner this week is Kate Kelly from Drewsville, New Hampshire. And for having her answer selected at random from among all the correct answers that we got, Kate will get a $26 gift certificate to the Shameless Commerce Division at cartalk.com, with which she can pick up our CD, Maternal Combustion, Calls About Moms and Cars.
Which includes the call in which our dear mother, Elizabeth, revealed which one of us she loved the best.
Actually, I think she just wound up saying she'd take a bad case of bed bugs over either one of us.
Whatever, it's in stock now. In the meantime, we'll have a brand new... this is it. This is groundbreaking, I want you to know. This is a brand new puzzle from my Track and Field series.
What is track and field? A race?
Yeah, track and field is like, you know, the Olympics, you know, and you know, track and field. Pole vaulting and all those kinds of things. Well, I have a series now of track and field puzzlers.
How many puzzles do you have?
Well, so far one. But, you know, that's how a series starts.
It does. Yeah.
Anyway, that'll be coming up in the third half of the show, so don't touch that dial. It'll be scintillating, I guarantee it. But right now, if you have a question about your car or, of course, anything else, give us a call. The number is 888-CAR-TALK. That's 888-227-8255. If you can remember that, try calling us. Hello, you're on Car Talk.